Fire and Rescue New South Wales has confirmed that the on-call firefighters posted at Weston will remain there despite an earlier decision to close the station. Of course, a big new station being built at Abba Maiden. Great to have Cessnock Mayor Bob Pinsent this morning. We love a win for People Power, but Bob, why is it so important that Weston stays open when it's only around about 6 minutes' drive from Abba Maiden?
We need every firefighting appliance available with the horrendous summer that we've had, particularly with bushfires.
And it's as simple as that, is it?
It is.
Okay, we know over the last few years, probably the last 15 to 20 years, there has been a big push to centralise services like fire and ambulance. Do you think it might have gone a little bit too far?
Very much so. I mean, the community of Weston, Curry, are not feeling safe this summer.
And understandably
it's important
so.
That the community is supported by fire and rescue, and to make sure that every resource that's available can assist in fighting the large number of fires that we've had in our local government area.
So effectively, does that mean the appliances that would have been at Weston, should that fire station have closed, would have been moved to Abba Maiden, but now Abba Maiden will still have the same amount, but Weston will have the same amount of appliances as well?
I'm certainly hoping that way, and I'm hoping that every other main fire station in our local government area is still functioning with this news.
Why do you think in a country like ours, and you've hit the nail right on the head, Cessnock, Curry, Weston, we saw some horrendous things this summer, and all in all, it hasn't been a terrible summer. It's been horrible, but not as bad as some gone by. Do you think the question of closing fire stations down in this country is just it's never going to make anyone happy, and it's a no-brainer not to do it?
That's right. We've just experienced the hottest summer in the history of Cessnock, and when, of course, we've got fires that match this extreme weather conditions. And as I said, we need every appliance we can get.
Is it purely a dollars and cents decision? Is it a cost imperative for having these, for want of a better term, mega fire stations?
That's an issue for fire and rescue and the state government. Well, I'm just protecting our community.
That's good news, though, and Weston would be very, very happy. On a day like today with some rain, have you had much rain overnight?
No, but it helped. There were two fires yesterday afternoon at Neath and Aberdare, and, I mean, it just continues. That's one of the reasons why I stand up for the community and the protection of our community.
One of the saddest things from whenever there's a fire in the area, radio stations, TV stations, we go into emergency mode, and as a broadcaster, one of the biggest things, and I'm sure I'm not directly affected by a fire in the Weston, Curry or Cessnock area, but it must affect you the same way when you hear that experts are saying it looks like fires have been deliberately lit. What can we do about it? What's the push now to potentially make the fines or the consequences stronger?
Well, I think the incidents that happened at Curry a couple of weeks ago where someone has been charged, and then it's public notice that, you know, the maximum penalty is 14 years in jail. If that's not a deterrent to someone to stop lighting fires, I give it up.
Yeah, it's just you get to a point where you know the very next day you're coming into the radio station and you'll read that arson is suspected and multiple ignition points. Let's hope the worst is over for the year. We're going to have a chat to Gavin Morris from the NBN Weather Room in the next hour or so. But great news for People Power. Bob, thanks for your time.
Pleasure.